Good morning. It's 10:45, Wednesday, 26th of August. You're listening to All One Word on Audio Boom. We're in the Pocket Park in Ripon, adjacent to the Ripon Clock Tower. It's an extremely, extremely humid morning. Very uncomfortable. We have this pattern of weather at the minute where it starts raining about, anything from 7 o'clock really at night, and it'll be on and off the majority of the night. Tomorrow, come sit here, out of the sun. I've got tomorrow Harry and Jessica. What's up? Do you want to take your top off? Are you not warm? Cardigan. Okay. A cardigan. It's so warm. It's a bit breezy today. I'm looking up at the cumulus cloud above my head, and they're moving rather rapidly. Down here on the ground, we have gusts. Come on, Moll. Where's your ball? Molly is a tennis ball. Harry is kicking the football. And why am I narrating like the narrator from Peppa Pig? Oh. Has she got it? It's gone into a little bit of... Oh, for goodness sake, Molly. She's good at getting that ball out the rough. Le bal, s'il vous plaît. Merci. My dog can speak French. Molly, what are you doing? Some people have just come in. Oh God, Molly, that ball covered in slaver. Some people have just come into Pocket Park. A mother and two daughters. And they've walked through this grassy bit into the woody bit on the right. My right. What's up? You hot? So the children have got what we used to call as children a penny floater. And these were, it's a football, but it's that, you know, El Cheapo football that no matter how you kick it, it just goes anywhere it wants, you know what I mean. So they've got a penny floater. The three of them. Tomorrow, are you sure you don't want to take your cardigan off? I think tomorrow's sleeping properly. She looks tired again. Well done. So I've taught the children to... Oh, for goodness sake. I'm trying to kick the ball for the dog as well. Tennis ball for the dog. So, trying to teach the children a little bit about football, that's soccer for you Americanos. Personally, I don't like the game. I'm not a fan of football at all. When I was a child, I was. When I was up to 10 years old, avid supporter of Newcastle United in the days of Kevin Keegan and Peter Beardsley. But that's only because when we moved house to kind of the centre of, I don't want to say the centre of town, but you know, not east or west of Hexham, Newcastle United all used to live in a place called Highford Park. And funnily enough, since the construction of a newer estate, they all live in Beaumont Park, in Hexham. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them do. Molly? Ball? So, anyway, rambling. Don't quite know what we're going to do today. We're waiting for Colin to ring me to say that the motorhome's fixed.
It's quite a nice breeze, actually.
I'm also waiting on a phone call to pick my motorbike helmet up from Starbeck in next to Harrogate. That'll be arriving today, but Sarah's quite intent on not getting it today, I think. I think she wants to get out and about, and I really don't mind that. I don't mind that she wants to get out and about. I like to get business done, you know? Get the chores out the way and then have fun. Anyway, I'm sitting on a park, one of these picnic benches. It's plastic, made to look like wood. Sitting underneath a cherry tree, and you know what? There are no cherries on this tree. No cherries on the tree. There are two bug hotels in this pocket park. They're like small dog houses. They stand about, I don't know, about 50 centimetres high. Well, that's the apex of the roof anyway. But it's essentially a wooden box. The front end of it is only closed off with some chicken wire. And inside there are, you know, bits of wood, and there's a newspaper in there and some hay. Essentially places for a bug to live. I'm pretty sure they're brand new. When we were here last year or the year before, they were just put there. Well, it provides some kind of entertainment, I suppose, for small children. There are two information boards in the park outlining the birds and other wildlife that you might see here. And you know, it's a very good it's here. I think it's been put, I don't want to say put here, but it's been cultivated to, I told you it'd be warm. Told you. I think it's been cultivated to support and promote wildlife, you know, right from insect to birds and animals and mammals and everything in between. And obviously trees and foliage as well. I see a red currant bush over there, which is heavy with... Whoa, my goodness, that was a big... Was that you? Holy cow. That was a big kick. Oh wow, so there's a red currant bush over there, lots of red currants on it. And there's a tree there as well. I can't identify from where I'm stood what kind of tree it is with big red berries on as well. Now then. Is that a cherry tree over there with cherries on it? No, it's a hazel, and I can see the green hazelnut. Sorry, I've got my sunglasses on, so I can't. Okay, it's a hazel, and there are hazelnuts on it, I can see, and that's about 15... 20 metres away. I can see the bright green hazelnuts growing. Also in the park, there's a couple of fir trees I can see over there. I don't know what... It's what do you call that? What's that blue fir tree? Canadian blue or something? It's like it is whatever that blue is. A blue fir tree is. It's one of those. Ash. Lots of ash trees. Cherries popular. There's a sycamore. Essentially, all this right-hand side is covered in trees and bushes. Hawthorn. It's a nice little place. And you can actually go in the... There's a couple of paths through this wood. And, I mean, the whole area is not big. It's probably, I don't know, 150 by 150. Oh, it actually went in there. This is the children's favourite word at the minute. Actually. Everything's got actually in it. Every sentence has actually in it. It's Wednesday. We're going back home on Saturday or Sunday. Sarah and I were hoping to get a wild camp in on the Yorkshire Moors or Dales, I think. Yorkshire Dales. Hoping to get a wild camp in. She's intent on doing it, and so am I. Such a beautiful pace. Molly, give us that ball. Come on, let's have a kick. Ball. She wants me to kick the ball. Good girl. Good girl. Right, this way. Now this way. She, I haven't got the ball thrower. the ball chucker. So I'm toe penking the tennis ball, but because the grass is a bit wet, it's slowing the ball down a lot. And you know, usually she's used to running, sprinting, you know, anywhere between 50 and 100 meters for that ball. Come on, you can work as a team and get it together. Who kicked it in there? Well, you should be the lead person getting it back. Okay? Perhaps Jessica should come up this end. Do you want to come up this end? Because I see that you're always fishing the ball out the woods. All right, H-boy? Harry is wearing his Hulk t-shirt. Back to the Peppa Pig narration. The children were monging. Here we go. Oh my God, I just kicked the ball, it went through the fence. Well, you could have gone through the gate, Jessica, instead of over the top of it. Tis not padlocked. Also, Jessica, there's a gate there that you just pushed it open, you clown head. Ah. Tomorrow's a bit mischievous today. There's a lot of people running. I need to get back into running. You go. Good for you. She's running there. Middle-aged lady. I need to get back into running. I ran a short while ago and I really hurt. Oh, for goodness sake. The problem with children is that... Now, hang on a sec. Watch the road up and down. Okay, let's talk about choices and outcomes. Come here, you. You, come here. Yes. Let's talk about choices and outcomes. Drop the ball. Okay, so if you're going to do a big volley kick towards the road, what is the likely outcome?
It's going to go on the road.
Okay, now you're saying that probably with hindsight. What you need to be doing is ask that question to yourself before you do it, okay? Go on. You what? Go on. It's all right, I'm listening to you.
You said for us to turn around so I kick it that way instead of in the...
Okay, hey, that's not a problem whatsoever tomorrow. It's not a problem. If you wanted to do one of those big kicks like that, then all you got to do is move back. You can move into that wood a bit more. You can go probably 10-15 meters back, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up? What's up today?
Nothing.
You can tell me. You can tell your old dad. What's up?
Nothing.
Oh. You're a bit whingy. Are you hot and uncomfortable?
No.
Are you hot?
No.
Are you uncomfortable?
No.
Are you tired?
No.
What are you whingy about?
Because this morning.
What happened this morning?
You said I couldn't sit on our bed. And that made me in a bad mood for the rest of the day.
Okay. Well, if you wanted to sit on a bed, why didn't you sit on your bed and not Jessica's?
Because it's up on the top and it's pointless coming down and up all the time.
Okay.
That's why I don't really like being on the top.
Do you want to go on a top bunk? Yeah? Okay. Then you can swap.
Yeah, but we have to change.
Whatever. I want solutions, Jessica, not problems. Okay. Remember, if there's a problem, then you've got to work out how to get rid of the problem. All right? Is that okay? You want to go home? I'd rather you didn't pull the neck of that t-shirt, son. It's not really meant to do that. Come here. What time is it? See, it's 11 o'clock, so you'll be getting hungry now. Oh, you're hot. All you got to do is look at the problem and think of all the possible ways you can fix the problem. Yes? Oh, look at that plane. It's about 2,500 feet, I reckon. 2,000 feet. Okay, well, should we save it for another day? Maybe not. Come here, you're going to lose one of them sparkly things off your jeans.
Yeah, no.
Turn around. A button. I'm going to tuck it into the pocket. Well, you seem to be all right today. Have you taken your tablets today, everybody?
I take a tablet in the morning.
Just tomorrow has a hay fever tablet in the morning. You're not suffering. Harry doesn't take tablets. Harry's just probably a bit hungry, aren't you? Right, shall we go back to G-Mars?
Yeah.
Right. The last one back is a rotten egg. Are you ready? I'm joking. Right, better go. See you.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.